morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited to be here with you. I cannot wait. This is going to be a great show. And you know what? I just feel so amazing every single time Wednesday rolls around. I can't wait all through the week. And I'm just so glad we're here together. Go ahead and tune in. Go tell a friend, go tell your neighbor, your coworker, everybody to tune in to Dr. Gina's radio chat right here live on BBS Radio. And you know what else? You can go on Alexa and hear us. You can go on, what is that? We got Alexa, we got Google, and you can go ahead and download the app BBS Radio, and you can tune into us everywhere, any time of the day, even in your car. You can just plug us up and you can just join in with us on the fun every Wednesday. And don't forget, we got archives. So if you missed the show, you can always go back. Just check out bbsradio.com and go on Dr. Gina's radio chat, station number one, and check out the archives. You might have missed one of your most favorite celebrities on. But you know what? We're all celebrities. We're all one here, and we are going to get this show started. Let's get started today with the weather in Washington, D.C. We are sunny right now, 54 degrees. Our high is going to be 57 degrees. In Detroit, you are cold as I thought. Detroit versus the weather, okay? Especially in the wintertime. I got love for you. This is where I was born and raised, so I can joke like that. You guys are 37 degrees right now and cloudy, as if you really needed that. Your high is going to be 43 degrees. Tomorrow, you got some sunshine. You're going to be waking up to 25 degrees. Jacksonville, somewhere warmer, but you got clouds. 74 degrees is your high right now, but you're going all the way up to 76. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. London, I cannot wait to come and see you. 48 degrees, mostly sunny right now. You're going to wake up to 38 degrees, so be ready for that. We're going to go back down to Los Angeles. You got 69 degrees, 57 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 76 degrees. You got sunshine all week long. It never rains in Southern California. I just love California weather. Anyway, we got Atlanta, Georgia. You're 63 degrees. You got a high today of 69 degrees, but you're sunny, sunny, sunny. So that's going to be fantastic. Augusta, Georgia, you're not too far behind. 70 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 74 degrees. And we got, let's see, Florida, you're 77 degrees, got clouds going on. 79 is your high. And Kenya, you are 89 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 72 degrees. Your high tomorrow is 92. Partly cloudy, but a lot of sunshine, which is awesome. Paris, you are 53 degrees right now. You got showers coming at 6 p.m. You're waking up to 42 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 51, so be ready for partly sunny for that day. Let's see, Australia, you are 52 degrees right now. 48 degrees is what you're waking up to. Winds are going to be a-blowing for you, Australia, so be ready for that. Puerto Rico, you are 79 degrees. That never gets old. I'm sorry. I am a 90s favorite. So anyway, that used to be a hit song. 79, well, mix anyway. Well, I think a song, well, I don't know. Anyway, 79 degrees, partly cloudy. You're waking up tomorrow, 66 degrees. I got love for you. Your high is going to be 80 tomorrow. So enjoy all of this weather. Listen, if I did not mention your state, your continent, your country, your nation, your city, guess what? It doesn't even matter, because you know why? You are in good hands. God is in control, and it's all about what he's got going on for you and your life. And guess what? It's all good. His blessings are forever, and his mercy and grace is forever. And guess what? He means you all good, no harm. All right? So that's all I got to say about that. And especially, he loves you, and so do we. So today's show, we got a good one for you. Are you ready? We got gospel artist Yvette Simone. She's got a brand new song, Won't He Do It, coming on today. You're going to hear it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat worldwide. Okay, so she's going to be joining us, and we're going to get to know her. Oh, my girl, my sister, professional counselor. Also, she does so many different things. Radio personality Giovanna Burgess Gethers is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about the Breathe Conference this weekend. Can you believe it? I can't believe it's already here. Oh my God, it's just, we've been promoting this thing for like 3 months. I can't believe how much work Giovanna put into this thing, and I am just believing for so much success. But anyway, we're going to talk to her about that. And we got financial consultant Jeffrey Hill is going to be joining us, giving us financial five. And you know, my girl comedian Gina G is going to be joining me, my sister, my friend, my BFF, my co-host, my girl. She is, it's no show without her. This is my girl. She's going to be joining us, comedian Gina G. She's coming. She's come back from her. Well, she was here last week, but anyway, she's back now, really back. So it's official. But anyway, we're glad to have her back. So we got a good show. So we'll be right back. We're going to get it started. Going to kick this thing off right, don't you know, with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back after the sponsorship. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. Well, listen, you know, I'm a single lady out here, you guys. You know, I'm a believer and all of that. And I know I kind of got off of the single conversations and things like that. But I'm not really talking about dating. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about the Y-O-U, the M-E, the I, okay? I want to talk about that because what I want to share is that, you know, most of you know that when I was single, I've been single for 12 years. I only had one relationship out of the 12 years. It's so odd. It was like 4, 4, and 4. So I was in a relationship off and on for 4 years. And it's so weird. I mean, God, I just got a revelation, you guys. I've just got a aha moment. I used to see fours all the time, 4, 4, 4, and on the clock all the time. And I never even knew why or whatever, but I don't know if it has any relevance. I'm just thinking about it, but it could be the season now that, God is releasing me, to go back out into the, you know, field of, being open and believing in a relationship. But, because it just hasn't been so much of a priority for me. However, I've gotten to know myself a lot. And I think a lot of times we really don't know who we are or what we like or how we feel or how we think. And a lot of times we try to connect with people to make that to make it so we would know who we are, to kind of identify ourselves through someone else or through a relationship or through an activity or through a job or through a career or through our children or whatever. But who are you? You know, like, what do you like? I mean, so I've had a son for 14 years. I mean, he's 14 now, and I've been divorced for 12 years. And so, you know, for me, it's like, who was I after I was a wife? You know, then because I became a minister, and then I was an overseer of a ministry, and we had started a ministry and all of these things. And then I started writing. But then it was like, who am I? I mean, I instantly came out of what I was in before I came with God, and I knew what a mess I was before. But then it was like, well, now I'm coming into this new identity. And I always hear people say, well, you don't know who you are. And, you know, I might've said, you know, some things to people in counseling, like, I see so much in you, because I, you know, sometimes we do on the outside see more than the person that's actually walking in a situation. However, it takes people time to get to know who they are. Especially if they are going through a transformation. You know, I remember when, and I know some of you may not be familiar with anything like this, but I remember a time where I was literally when I knew who I thought I knew who I was when I was in the world. But then when I gave my life to Christ for the third time, and I really was sincere about that move and sincere about, you know, allowing him to have his way in my life. I mean, I started dressing differently. I started seeing things differently. I started really just started taking in a lot of information very easily that I didn't think that, like Revelation and things like that. And I had just never been there before. So even me with me adjusting to this new lifestyle, and I'm talking about not with like pretending or faking it till you make it or acting like somebody that you done seen or grew up in a church with. I mean, I literally was in like out. I wasn't even in a church when God got a hold, when I finally surrendered to him. I was not in a church home. I was literally out in the, not literally in the streets, but in the world, and came right over and was like, okay, I surrender. And as soon as I picked up the Bible and as soon as I started reading, he just started downloading stuff in me. And it was just like, wow. And I was just so fascinated, and I became very addicted to learning all this stuff and seeing all this stuff and him introducing himself to me. And I'm learning so much about him that I just got caught up in that. I still didn't even know who I was. So I think for me, and then I was still married, then I became a mother, then I became a apostle over a church, a pastor in a church as an apostle, overseeing a church as an apostle. And I had other people's lives, you know, that I was tending to. And it was just a lot of still not knowing who I was. So I say all that to say, then I got a divorce. Then I moved from Charlotte and relocated the ministry over to DC and so much of that. And so I say all that to say is that through these 12 years, I have really I've seen him shift for me to learn myself. And so the books started getting published and all of these things started happening. So then now I'm learning myself as this person, this Dr. Gina, this, you know, all of these, this radio personality, this author and all of this stuff. And still with all of that, I'm still, this is what I do. This is not who I am. So we have to not allow God to take the time to reveal to us who we are, who he created us to be, the things that are in our hearts, the thoughts that we think, the things that hurt us, the things that strengthen us, the things that that gives us peace. We have to learn this stuff. And a lot of times people might say, yeah, I know who I am. But I mean, do you really know who you are? And a lot of people say, I know God knows my heart, but do you know your heart? And I just believe that, and I celebrate and embrace the season of learning who I am and how God, like my DNA through God, like who am I with him? Who am I? Who did he create? And these type of things. So in this season, it's been very, very just breathtaking to learn the things that I have boundaries and, you know, things that I want to do in life and all of these things. And it's just so awesome. And I'm just excited to learn who I am. And yes, at 50, you can still learn who you are. And guess what? At 70, you're going to learn who you are. I don't ever want to be a person set in their ways. Consistency, yeah, but set in your ways, no. It's so much out there to learn. It's so much out there to do. It's so much out there to see. I say just let God do his thing. Let him have his way and just live life to the fullest as he gives you. Don't get yourself stuck in what you think and don't identify yourself with what you lost, or even what you gain, because that's still, when it's all said and done, if everything goes away, who is the person that you're looking at in the mirror? Okay. So that's been ministerial moment. I hope that blessed you. And if you are in a season of identity, learning your true identity, I'm telling you, you are not alone. Continue in the process. No matter if you cry, no matter if you laugh, no matter if you act silly, because I'm silly, I'm goofy, I'm fun. I can get serious too. And I can put my foot down all the same time. But guess what? I'm loving who I am because I finally gave myself an opportunity to learn who I am so I could love myself. You got to love yourself. Love God. Love yourself. Love the Holy Spirit. Love Jesus. Love all of that. And then all of that stuff will come to you. God will send you all the right packages for you. And then you don't have to worry about, you know, nothing else, but just stay in your peace and your joy. Okay. I hope this blessed somebody. I'm loving you, and God's got somebody for you. You just gotta wait patiently and enjoy you first and foremost. Not what you do, but who you are, because a lot of us don't know who we are, and we get caught up in doing, doing, doing all the time, and then we think that that's our identity. Well, who are you? Well, I do this, and I, no, I didn't say what you do. I'm saying, who are you? What do you like? What it is about you? That's where we have to go. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that, and I love you so much. This is Dr. Gina R. Prince, and we'll be right back after these messages because we got Yvette Simone joining us and her brand new hit. We're gonna play it right now. Won't he do it?
Done been through the storm, y'all. Seen the rough side of the mountain, but four times. Everything crumbled around. About to lose my mind. Hold on to my faith. Cause it's not what I see. It's just what I believe. If you believe in God's word, he will strengthen you. But you gotta keep holding on. All things are possible. To those that serve him, serve him. So I press toward the mark of the high calling. He'll never leave ya. God's gonna see you through. If you believe in God's word, he will strengthen you. He'll never leave us, nor forsake us. Nor will he put more on us that we can bear. And if he did it for me.
All right, Yvette Simone, thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Gina. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so Won't He Do It? You are a gospel singer and songwriter. Tell us about where you're from. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in gospel music, singing, period. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I started most of my life, I was born and raised part of my life in Springfield, Massachusetts, and then my parents moved to North Carolina, where they retired, and that's where my love for gospel music began and grew. My father actually was a doo-wop singer, and then when he came to North Carolina, they got saved, got in church, and turned the doo-wop into a quartet group. And so I was the child left at home, kind of following my daddy around, going to the different events and the quartet singings and church events, and that's where I learned to really have a love for gospel music. So I started singing at the age of 8, and just throughout my years, just continued growing, started doing praise and worship later on, probably maybe 20 years ago, started just with praise and worship at church. And then from there, it just grew into a love. And I'm the person that I'll talk, and then the talk will end up into a song. We'll say something funny, and then I'll just start singing a jingle or something. And so I would start writing things down, putting it on paper. And then the experiences that I went through in life, just I began to pen them and write them. And then that's how I got to co-writing this song here that we actually listening to now, Won't He Do It. It's pretty much what I went through in the last few years of my life.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, we're very excited to hear you, and I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to be able to play it live right here worldwide on Dr. Gina's radio chat. What's up next
Thank
for you? Are you doing any touring or anything?
We're currently working on touring as we speak. Right now, we're focusing on radio play. So I'm in 5 major areas right now. I'm in the Charlotte area, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, North Kansas City, Missouri, and then Memphis, Tennessee. So, and to be on my home station, my home channel station in Charlotte, Praise Charlotte channel, it's amazing. It's like, wow, the dream comes
That
through.
Is awesome. That is so awesome. And, I know Praise Network. That is so awesome. Well, shout out to AJ Savage for getting the job done.
Yes,
if he's listening.
Wonderful.
Yes, if he's listening and all the rest of your team, it is such a blessing. Well, we are going to hear so much more from you, I believe, God, for keep up the great work and keep spreading the gospel, Yvette Simone. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you're so welcome to come back again, okay?
Thank you so much. And I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, Yvette. Thanks. All right. That was awesome, you guys. Go and check out. Oh, Yvette. Is she gone?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Wait. I'm sorry because I forgot. Please tell your social media stuff, please. And yes, where they can purchase the song.
Yes, I'm on Facebook under Yvette Simone, and then my project page is Yvette Simone Project. I'm also on Instagram, officially _ Yvette Simone, and my project is actually on all the major platforms, so YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeart. Just got word today, amen, drum roll, woo!
Yay.
We're actually getting ready to be on the new TV channel with Music Choice. So that'll be on next week. So God is doing amazing things. And again, thank you. Shout out to my management team, Savage One Entertainment Group. Thank you for everything that they're doing. So yeah. And actually, I have one more event coming up in December, December the 14th. I will be in Shelby, North Carolina with the Evening with the Christmas Diva. So they can find more information on my social media pages as well.
Yay! Couldn't let you go without giving that girl. No way, Jose. So glad that you was able to, I was able to catch you so you could give your social media information. Woo! Thank God. All right, Yvette, thank you so much. And go purchase her music. Go check her out. Follow her on all social media, you guys. You don't want to miss this growth. You don't want to miss this bang. You don't want to miss this message. Go and check out Yvette Simone. She is going places in Jesus' name. Okay. All right, Yvette. Until next time, I welcome you back anytime. You're a friend to the show, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
All right. You're welcome. God bless. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Giovanna. She's going to be joining us, and my girl Gina G. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, let me just write this down right quick.
Sure.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Let me see how I'm going to say. Hi, I'm Gerald Austin of Manhattan. And I'm inviting you to join me in listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Okay.
All right. Then we're going to start taping in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Gerald Austin of the Manhattans. And I'm listening to Dr. Gina. Let me start one more time. Manhattans. And I'm trying to think what else, you know, like, do you want me to say, like...
like the greatest jazz band in history.
Hi, this is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans. Hi, I'm Gerald Austin of the Grammy Award-winning Manhattans, and we are listening to Radio Chat with Dr. Gina.
That was so close. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. She ought to change
right,
the name.
Right, that's about to say. I had it back.
All right, let's do it again.
Okay, we got it. Hi, I'm Gerald Austin of the Grammy Award-winning Manhattan, and we're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, he got it. Oh, Lord, I love him so much. So sweet. I'm so glad that he was able to join us. What was that, last week, a week before? But anyway, so glad that he was able to join us. Right now, we're going to go right into it. And I'm so glad about it because my girl is on here with me. Giovanna, how are you?
Hi, Burgess Gethner.
She's a radio personality, and she is a counselor and all of this wonderful things. A phenomenal. Giovanna, how are you?
I'm doing well, girl. Doing well.
All right. Well, you know, the time is drawn. We done had a guest on from the panelists every week for the month of October. You have been putting in the blood, sweat, and tears for over a year and really, really promote this thing since August or July, I think. I got my first flyer, I think, in July. And I'm telling you, you've been on the news, you have been radio, you've been making your rounds with promotion and everything, and the time has now drawn nigh.
Yes, it has, girl. I feel amazing, Dr. Gina. I truly feel amazing. I am just so pumped and ready for this weekend.
I bet you are. A lot of us are very excited about the event, all of the participants, all of the ones that are coming to just be a part of it. It is very much of an energy in the air. I can only imagine what Greenville is going through right now, all of the surrounding areas. I know that the energy is live because, like I said, you've been out there promoting and really putting in the footwork to get this thing going. And I'm just excited about this. Is for those of you that are just tuning in that don't know about the Breathe Conference, tell everybody exactly where did this start, like how did you birth this, because I saw you what was that, like 3 years ago at an event at the convention center, and you had not yet done this yet, right? Or was
I had not yet but it really kind of was birthed out of my Breathe movement, which really started from my work as a psychotherapist. I started working with a lot of clients on deep breathing, stress management techniques, and that's kind of how I developed the whole Breathe brand. But initially, it just started with like relaxation classes and stress management, and it started with individual clients, and then I started holding classes and sessions. And then that kind of evolved into my first Breathe Women's Retreat, and which I've had the third one this year. So I'll be moving into my fourth year next year. And so from the retreat, I decided to have something locally, and that's how the Breathe Women's Conference was birthed. And last year was our inaugural year, and this is our follow-up. This is the sequel, Breathe 19.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm so glad that you invited me because, you know, I love a good time, and I love a good time with people being transformed and delivered and just encouraged and motivated. I just love all of that. So I'm so glad that you invited me to be a participant in it, and I'm looking forward to it. And I hope that all of you guys has been listening every day, my regulars, listeners, and, you know, you are family. I need you to come out, support. If you cannot come, and you got family that's in the area, purchase a ticket. Tell them where they can get one.
Yes, they can certainly go to the website, the Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, conference.com. And certainly they can also go to eventbrite.com and do a website. And then we also have the event listed on Facebook as well.
I love it. And you did something very unique as well, which I love. I don't know if a lot of people have heard this or have done this before, but you actually started up like a fundraising for the people that may want to go, but just cannot afford, don't have the means to get there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Dr. Gina, you know, I realized that there were people that have the desire to be in the room and just didn't have the financial means. And because my heart is that I want women to be there. I want everybody who's supposed to be there and meant to be there to be able to be in the room. And I know because we're close to Christmas and there are single moms and people, you know, that have just maybe had some financial setbacks and financial restraints won't be able to do that. And so because I want them in the room and I want them to have this opportunity to be blessed and to be healed and transformed, I did. I had a lot of people that said they weren't going to be able to make it physically. And so I just started saying, well, hey, could you donate and help another woman to come? And so that's kind of how it started. And to date, you know, we've raised over $600, and that is certainly going to be able to help. We've already given out 5 or 6 scholarships so far to women who would not be able to come otherwise. So if people are listening and you can't physically get here, we will still accept your donations because, again, you know, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. So if you won't be able to be here yourself, then certainly you can be a part of a blessing for someone else and help another woman to get in the room.
Oh, God. I love that. I love that. I love it. See, this is what it's all about. Loving, sharing, giving. I love it. Uniting. This is such a great thing. Okay, so I know that you talked about the breathe thing and every, you know, breathe concept and all of that. And you talked about where it was birthed from and everything. But this weekend, I know last year was last year, but every year I almost can guarantee that you are expecting just more and more and more. What is expected for this year's conference? This time.
Yeah. First, Dr. Gina, let me say, you know, talking about the event itself, there's always something I undergo with every event I do, especially when those events are designed around healing and deliverance and transformation. I always go through an evolution of my own in my own personal life. And so while the event is certainly going to be bigger and better, it's in a bigger venue this year. You know, we've got Aventer Gray as the featured speaker. We've got other speakers like yourself coming from D.C. and L.A. and New Orleans and Indiana, and we didn't have that last year. So we're certainly expecting a bigger turnout. We're in a bigger venue where we have the room to grow. Last year, we really almost had outgrown the space that we were in that first year, and so we kind of needed to get into a bigger space to grow. But me personally, I have just grown tremendously inwardly and outwardly since the first event last year. So I think I always bring all of me to the event and anything that I am involved in. So I think not only are people going to get an amazing event just from the event perspective, but they're going to get everything that God has done and developed and evolved in me over the past 12 months. And that's the part that probably excites me the most.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, you know what? This is great. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Tell everybody where they can get a ticket. Tell them all of that all over again because I want to make sure we give everybody an opportunity.
I don't mind. Please connect and follow with me. I'm at Giovanna Gethers on Facebook, and Gethers is G-E-A-T-H-E-R-S, but I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Simply Giovanna G. And then also you can go to the website, thebreezeconference.com. You can go to eventbrite.com to get your tickets. And then certainly you can go to my website, GiovannaGethers.com. And so those are all the ways that you can reach out and connect with me, even if you just want more information for next year.
Exactly, because next year is coming around the corner because
yes,
this came so fast. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I look forward to seeing you. I can't wait.
Same here. I'm so excited to see you with your bubbly personality. I just can't wait to hug your neck, and we're going to have an amazing time this weekend.
Taking pictures and all of that stuff. I cannot wait. All right, Giovanna. Yes. We cannot wait to get together, and we want you to be there. You got to come and join the fun and see all of the panelists. It's over 10 panelists and 4 speakers, and it's going to be a full day. It's from 9 to 5 on Saturday, November the 8th. This is something that you definitely do not want to miss. You got to be there. Go and tell a friend. And again, if you can't make it, guess what? Give a gift early. It could be a Christmas gift. It could be a birthday gift. It could just be like, I love you gift. Pay pay someone to be there so they can get it, and then they can bring it back to you. They can either, they can bring it back to you by telling you about it so you can come next year, or they can text you while they're there, post pictures and all that stuff. But you need to go ahead and make sure somebody is going to be in the house to represent you. Okay, so go ahead and get a ticket. And this has been Giovanna Burgess Gethers, my girl, my sister, my friend. Yay. And I am so excited to be a part of this situation. It's going down this weekend right in Greenville. Why do I keep wanting to say Greensville, Giovanna?
You do.
I must be hungry. I don't know. It's some greens. I better get something when I'm there. Greenville, South Carolina. I used to live in Charlotte. I don't know where Greensville That is crazy. Anyway, thank you, sister. You know you're a friend to the family.
Welcome.
You are family. So, you know, always welcome to come back on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Anything
thank
you got
for
going
having
on,
me.
Okay?
Thank you for having me, Dr. Gina.
You are welcome. Love you.
Love you too, boo. Have a great day.
You too. All right. We got Gina G with the Trinity. Hey, Gina G.
Well, hello, hello. How y'all doing this beautiful day?
Fantastic.
I know that's right. That's the only way to be. I can tell you that right now. It's fantastic.
I'm
it is a
so
beautiful
glad
day.
That you are here. I love, love, love. You know, I'm telling you, it might be good that you're not in the same city as me. I'm telling you, because I think Ty would get sick of us. I'm serious. I think
because we would act up. That's why.
I think our sons would be looking at each other, looking at us like we crazy back and forth. I think.
Like, I cannot. Do you see our moms? Look how they acting. Look how they acting. Because we don't do nothing but laugh. That would be our main problem.
So much. I mean, she just makes me laugh. It's just, see, this is what I'm saying. When you get to know who you are, ladies and gentlemen, you know that you'll accept who you are and love it. Like, I'm very silly and goofy, and Gina is like such a perfect gift for me. So I can be able to do
that.
And really get a good laugh, because she loves making people laugh. That's her gift. So I feel like God gave her as a gift to the world, but she's my gift. I'm just telling you.
Your personal, what they call it, the personal
she's
gesture.
My personal gift.
Personal
I just share her, but she's my personal gift of joy and laughter. But anyway, so glad that you are back. Barry did a wonderful job. The fake and famous.
I'm so glad he did. I actually got a message from my sister, because, you know, everybody, this radio station is all over the place. And so my sister in California, which is, you know, they listen to us every morning. Shout out to my sister, Sky, and
hey,
her crew
Sky.
In the office. They listen to us every Wednesday. And she was like, you know, we miss you last 2 times. She's like, but he was good, though. He was funny. So I guess I'll give a shout out to my brother, Barry, for holding it down and, you know, I got to pick the best. You know, you got to have the best on Dr. Gina Radio Chat, because we the best. So, I mean, hello.
Hello.
The substitute got to be good, too. Okay?
Yeah, he got it. And he is. And shout out to the whole Fake and Famous tour. We're going to have them on, everybody on at the same time, so we can just have a day of laughter. We're going to pick all kinds
oh
of topics
God.
And
you
just go ahead and pinch it apart one by
oh
one
Lord.
With their everybody's opinion. And just, you know, so everybody can get to know how you guys operate together, right? And how
Girl.
You guys, you know, really... Yes, so I'm just very, very excited about that.
I'ma pray for that day when we go, because we go. It's gonna be a day of nothing but laughter. I'm gonna tell you that right now. So y'all be what they say, they strap your boots in. Now I know this is live. It's so funny because this is live radio, and we keep it all the way real on Dr. Gina's radio chat all the time. I am actually driving, and I'm so upset because my there we go. Whoa, thank God. See, God is so good. I'm gonna just tell y'all that right now. He's so
what
good.
Happened? You
he
got
brought
my
by internet right
no.
up.
What happened?
Well, I couldn't get my internet. You know, I'm trying to get my tea. I got my tea together, and I like to pull it up, you know, and then to the devil, don't worry about it, y'all. Because you know what? God is always in control, and I am back.
Okay, good. Don't get pulled over. I play for Traveling Mercies that she do not be bothered while she's on this show or even
thank
after.
Thank
well, let's get,
you
well, let's get what you got.
Well,
you got some hot stuff going on. Trinity, Gina
we got
G, got the Trinity.
Stuff.
Gina G got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity with Gina.
You know I got it. You know I got it.
I like that. I like that add-on. We're going to keep that.
We got to record and master that. Oh.
We need somebody to send us a beat so we can do that. We need. Yeah, tell one of your friends to send a beat so we can get this thing done and popping.
We do, so we can just have it and just come on right on in. I love it. I love it. I'm gonna
we gotta
start
make that happen.
With my political side, which y'all know is very small. Which you know is very small, but we did have vote. I don't know who voted yesterday in the state of Virginia. We had election for, of course, the local officials. So I'm hoping it looks like everybody voted that I know of, that we voted. So when it comes to your turn in your state and your city, please make sure you get out there and vote. Because although President Trump is the face, you know, it's literally the backbone who we vote for without the presidential, you know, elections that really, really makes a difference. So, you know, get out there and be active in your community. Be ready to vote. Be ready to pass on that knowledge. Because I'm telling you guys, next year, we got to get a new president in here. We have to. Because, and if we keep this one, we have to have the people around him smarter than him. So I'm hoping that we did the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So now I want to send a huge prayer to the family of John Witherspoon, who is a comedian legend, people. He played Pop on, you know, Friday. He's been in Boomerang. I mean, this guy has every movie that he's touched. He may not was the lead role, but I'm telling you, he took over the whole movie. John Witherspoon lost his life the other day at the age of 77. There was no cause of death, so it wasn't like a heart attack or anything like that. But they had his funeral yesterday, and I'm gonna tell you guys, if you guys go on the Shade Room on Instagram, I'm gonna tell you, I've never seen a funeral with that much laughter. You hear me, Gina? I mean, when I tell you everyone that spoke about him, everyone from Cedric the Entertainer to Bill Bellamy to Chris Tucker to D.L. Hughley, you know, these people shared stories about him. And when I tell you it was a funeral full of laughter, I mean, that's how I want my funeral to be. I'm just saying to y'all right now, don't come in there all sad and crying and you're falling all out. No, don't do me like that. Keep that laughter going. So it was such a great funeral. It wasn't a lot of room for tears. So we just want to send our love and prayers to John Witherspoon and the comedy community. Also, we have Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Puffy, Love Combs, whatever he didn't change his name to again. We wanted to wish him a happy birthday. His birthday was yesterday. LeBron James, you know he has his school, the I Promise School. He is now expanding that school, building housing for families and students. I'm telling you guys, look, it's not every day we get these NBA. We have a lot of NBA players that love to, you know, donate to charity and do all those great things. But LeBron James actually opened up a school for kids, and it's free lunch, free before and after school meals, and now he is adding housing to the school. So it'll be for all of those that have, you know, that are in need of shelter. Also, you guys, I don't know if you guys watched it, but I caught a glimpse of it. But I'm telling you, Queen Latifah showed out last night, you guys. They did the live representation of The Little Mermaid. And, honey,
I didn't see it.
Showed it up last night. You can check your local listings to see if it's going to come back on, but it was live last night on ABC. And I'm telling you guys, I cannot wait for them to remake this movie, because just to see all these different layers, different talented people a part of the new Little Mermaid, I'm so excited for it. But yep, check your local listings to see if you can check it out. But I'm telling you, honey, it was something to see, Gina. It really, really was.
What time did it come on?
It came on last night. I believe it was, I want to say 8 o'clock, and it was you know, on NBC. I know you're gonna be. The world needs to know that Gina goes to bed at about 7:30, and then she'll wake back up at about 2 or 3 in the morning, and she'll check her email. She'll send an email.
I know. So if you get an email from me in the middle of the night, know that I've had my 7 to 8 hours already.
Yeah. Yes, you have. also, lastly but not least, because there's a lot of things going on, but I'm actually kind of glad that everything is kind of calming down a little bit. But I will like to speak on, of course, Kanye West and his album. Kanye West in his journey on praising the Lord and giving God all the glory, because now he's on Kim Kardashian. And there's an episode on Keeping Up with the Kardashians where he's basically letting her know that all that sexiness, all that naked and all of that, that's got to go. If you watch the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he is speaking upon her wearing certain revealing and sexy clothes, and Kanye is shutting it down. So I just want to say I'm so happy, Dr. Gina, because Kim Kardashian, of course, the way she has been, the way she was brought to us, and her whole sex tape mishap, her whole life has just been on being, a sexual being. I love that her husband is stepping in, letting her know it's time to take a step back. And what I also love is the fact that she's submitting to her husband and saying, okay, I understand, and I will do so. So I'm just, I'm excited for people getting into, getting into God and speaking about the Lord and praising him is becoming cool again. And I just absolutely love it. I know Kanye is getting a lot of flack, but anybody that's preaching the gospel, Gina, there's no way that I can deny him or, say anything bad about the man. I don't know about his past, but as of right now, what he's doing, I think it is pretty awesome. So, honey, that's all of the tea that I'm going to spill today, because the rest of the tea ain't even worth being sipped on, okay? I'm just letting y'all know.
I just want to say for all of those that have, you had said something about voting and things like that. And I was like, they need to go just like they go and stand in the line and fight over this doggone Popeye's
chicken sandwich.
They need to go and stand in line and fight for a new president. That's for doggone sure.
That's right.
And as far as with Kanye, his song, his record, his project was number one when it came out. It's been in the top 200, top 100.
That's
it's
right.
been thriving it's number one, nonstop. Baby. And yeah. Kim is going to evolve anyway, even
That's
though,
right.
like with her husband leading them into this transformation, she's transforming anyway. God is already doing something in her, giving her purpose with everything she got going on
right.
with Reformation and all of that stuff. So, studying law and all this stuff. So they on the right track. God's
they
got
on the
them.
Right path.
And it's all positive. They got children and their family is close. Half of us don't even like our own family. So you know what? I say leave them people alone and let God have his way. Some of us don't even talk to our own mother or our siblings. We can't stand
you know
them. Thanksgiving
right
is horrible.
That.
I mean,
You know you're right about that. And they're a very close-knit family. And I'm with you. I can definitely appreciate that. But I just want everybody, come on now. And you spoke upon these chicken sandwiches. We got to stop this. You know that man then got stabbed, child, for that chicken sandwich?
Yeah, they didn't have fights and everything. And somebody died over a chicken sandwich. And then it's white, black, everybody fighting over a chicken sandwich.
Yep.
They need to just ban it, for real. It's them people that lost it. They don't fight like that over
sandwich.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches. What in the world going on with Popeye's sandwiches?
Girl, Popeye's sandwiches is for the soul. I don't know, but like you said, black, white, everybody is fighting over this chicken sandwich.
That
and I don't even want to try it because I don't want no
You
I think
don't
you got a little cocaine
hooked.
Sprinkled
I don't
on
know.
It.
Well, we got Jeffrey Hill joining us. We're going to do this sponsorship real quick and bring Jeffrey Hill on with Financial Five, and then you and I are going to pick up from there. Your weakness is God's tool for his purposes. Ryan Lestrange's new book, The Jochebed Anointing, brings you 15 mysteries about how God is raising you up to do great things. You know how God used Moses as a powerful deliverer, but did you ever consider how he used his mother, Jochebed, a seemingly insignificant person, can be used for extraordinary things? Check out The Jochebed Anointing by Ryan Lestrange, available on Amazon and where fine books are sold. All right, Jeffrey Hill, what you got with Financial Five?
Hear me good.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that too loud? Is that too much?
No, we can hear you. Oh, go.
I got excited about the chicken sandwiches I was talking about, so I came in a little strong. My bad. Now, I will say this. The sandwich is legit. I got to give them that. Now, if you want a side hustle, this is free side hustle advice. There are apparently people selling these chicken sandwiches online for up to $700 a sandwich. That's how real it is out here in the street. So, if you need a little extra Christmas money or Thanksgiving money, you might want to invest in some chicken sandwiches and sell them. Whether you got you a food truck, whatever you want to do, people are literally dying. And that, man, you know, I that's maybe too soon of a joke, but people are dying over this sandwich. That's crazy. So let's jump into it. This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm, and this is your Financial Five. Guys, as we know, the fourth quarter of the year for the auto industry is always crunch time. Everybody, all these dealerships are trying to hit their numbers. They're throwing out major deals, no payments for 90 days, all that kind of fun stuff. And it's really easy to get sucked into the temptation of needing a new car. You know, we got the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but before that, it was Keeping Up with the Joneses. And the Joneses are always in new vehicles. They got a brand new house. They're taking vacations. But what we don't realize is they are in debt up to their eyeballs. So the reason why this is important right now is I don't want you guys to get sucked into thinking you need a new vehicle just because your tires might be a little bald. Maybe you need some new brake pads or something like that, because it's really easy to do it. I recently read an article that was talking about this exact thing, and it was talking about 7-year car loans. Well, that's 84 months, okay? And the reason why people do that is because they want to keep up with the Joneses. They want this nice, fancy vehicle, and they're looking at it like this. I can't afford 5 years. I can't afford 6 years, but I'll go 7 years, right? I'll stretch out as long as possible because I want this car that I can't afford, but if I stretch the payments out, I can afford it, and they think everything is going to be okay. Well, the problem with that is 30% of car loans right now are literally 6 years or longer, and a lot of them around that 7-year time frame. Well, there are over 7 million people who are already 90 days behind on their car payments, 90 days behind. Now, what do you think happens when the economy crashes again? What happens to that number? Now, if the auto industry is already desperate, which is why they give you all these kind of crazy deals, $10,000 off here, no payments for 6 months and all that kind of stuff, because they want to entice you to get you in. Well, if you can't make the payments now and you've already stretched them out for 7 years, what's going to happen when you lose your job and then you have to take a lower paying job just to make your basic end meet? That car payment is going to get repo, okay? That's going to put you in a very bad position. So I don't want you guys to get sucked in to do this. Do the age-old thing. Drive it till the wheels fall off, okay? And I know that's not necessarily popular with everybody wanting to be flashy and want the new everything, but for me, I paid cash on my last car. This thing has 240-some thousand miles on it, and it's still kicking and moving like a champ. The reason why I did that is I never wanted to be at the exposure of something bad happening, and I couldn't, for some odd reason, pay for my car note, because trust me, they'll come get the thing real quick. Just like if you don't pay your rent, they'll evict you. Okay, if you don't pay your mortgage, they will repo your house, right? So it lets you know, guys, put yourself in position to not be harmed by all the kind of bad stuff that can happen. And this is not a doom and gloom type conversation. It's a preparation type conversation. So if you got this extra money, start paying off those credit cards. Get those out of the way. When you get that stuff paid off, take that extra money and start paying down that car note a lot faster, because when you own something, people can't take it away from you, okay? That's the whole idea behind this message, is to own what you have and protect your greatest asset, which is your ability to earn income, whether that's being having multiple sources of income or having less debt so you have more cash flow. So, again, just Google 7-year car loans if you want to read the article about it. Lastly, I'll end on this. Some of you still might have a pension plan, and the pension plan used to be a guaranteed paycheck. Well, GE last month just freezed the pension plan for 20,000 people. 20,000 current salary employees have their pension plan frozen, and they're offering lump sums and buyouts to an additional 100,000 people who are already retired. What does that mean? That paycheck that you think was guaranteed in that pension plan is not necessarily guaranteed. A while ago, Xerox filed bankruptcy, and they put their pension plan money in their bankruptcy, and legally they were not obligated to have to pay that pension plan out. So this guaranteed paycheck that people thought they were going to have, was not guaranteed. And because that's now part of the Supreme Court docket, any company that wanted to file bankruptcy and include their pension plan can legally do so. So just make sure you are insulating everything you have going on and putting more control back in your hands instead of assuming the people who you trust with your hard-earned money, like the company or the government, is doing what's in your best interest. Again, this is Jeff Hill, and that has been your Financial Five. The best way to reach me, social media, JeffHFG on Instagram, or you can go to Facebook and type in the Hill Financial Group. You will find me, or you can always call or send an email. My number is 501-291-0708. That is 501-291-0708, and the email is jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com.
All right. All right, Jeff, that was awesome. A lot of these millennials don't even have cars, and I'm noticing people are spending more of their money on property instead of purchasing these brand new extravagant cars with all these car notes and insurance. They're rather having houses and decorating their houses and fixing them up and doing Airbnbs and renting out their basements or, you know, stuff like that. They're excited about it's a new excitement in the air now. Now it's about what your assets are in a post to what you riding in, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a totally different thing, and I love it. Actually, I love it, and I'm glad I'm raising a child in it, so it's all good for me.
I know some millionaires who have done this. I mean, they can afford to buy 100,000 cars if they wanted to, but they have one car because it's way more affordable for some of these people to just Uber around. And if you live in a city like a D.C., there's no need to have a car. You're going to pay that extra car note in your rent anyway.
but you got to pay for parking here. And it could be anywhere from, if you buy or purchase a home, they can easily add $10,000 to $20,000 onto your total balance. Or you'll be paying $500 a month for a parking space in a condo or an apartment. But thank you so much, Jeffrey Hill, for that information. Financial Five, we love having you on. Thank you so much, bro.
It's always a blessing, ladies. Have a good day.
You too. All right, Gina G, where you at? So
you know I'm here.
you had the Fake and Famous. Tell us about that tour. What was it like this weekend?
Oh, now the Fake and Famous tour this weekend. Now I want you guys to know, sometimes it gets rough. You know, every show is not going to be the most packed, the most. You know, you're not going to always do, you know, 110%. But the way we come together and everybody kind of picks up the slack for one another, that's why I like being a part of this Fake and Famous tour, because we all just compliment one another. We had some guest comedians come from Jacksonville. We had Antoine Murphy, who, when I tell you he killed it, child, that boy killed it. We also had, who else? Comedian KG from Virginia. He was in town. A young lady named Jody. She's a new and up-and-coming female comedian. And what I like, Gina, is that when female comedians ask me advice, and it's so crazy to me because I'm like, baby, I'm still learning. And I'm still asking people for advice. So it just makes me feel good to know that I am a force to be reckoned with in this game. And it's just,
Go ahead now. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Well, you guys know you can follow me at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram and Facebook. I'm really, really trying to work on my Snapchat because I have so many followers and I couldn't believe it. So on all social media platforms, I know, you know, you look at, because you never pay attention. And I looked at it the other day. I'm like, I got 3,500 Snapchat friends. I might need to start talking to them. So you guys can find me on all social media platforms. And, you know, just God is good. And I just love my sister. I had to say that because I didn't tell her this week.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, you know what? You can always follow me. I do got the Snapchat and I got all these followers too. When you said that, posted that, I looked and I was like, well, let me see what's going on with mine. And I was having a look, because I don't never be on here. I got 2,748 people. I don't even know how that happened.
Oh my God.
I don't even be on here. But anyway, you can follow me on there. I don't know. I might try to. It's just a lot. I got a lot. I'm writing all the time. I don't know. I'm doing Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Gina R. Prince, Dr. Gina R. Prince, then the Gina Prince, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, then the health, all of that. You can go and just Google Gina R. Prince, and you'll see all of that stuff. I'm on all social medias, you guys. WhatsApp, I don't even know what's going on. I get so many any notifications on WhatsApp, Gina. I know your WhatsApp blows up, girl, too. Like, I got 34 people that have reached out to me now. I don't, since this morning. It's like every morning I'm waking up to a Facebook, a WhatsApp message.
WhatsApp,
I don't
even
know how to use a WhatsApp.
Deny
I don't know
them.
How to use it. Anyway, love you
so
guys.
Funny.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Remember to always live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you here. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.